Okay, we are in Tafnan Alpha Wachavaki. Kol Kli, Tokum by Echorot Tesh Mishnah. Machabe says that every Kli, if you want to kashrut, you go if the Rot Tesh Mishnah. We had in the last halacha that if you use a Kli, something as a Kli Rishon, then you kashrut as a Kli Rishon, and as a Kli Sheni, however you use it, that's how you kashrut. So now the obvious next question is, what happens if I use the Kli sometimes this way and sometimes that way? Okay, so what should I do? So our natural reaction would be is, well, you kashrut the most homotic way. Let's use it as a Kli Rishon. And it's a cliche, so you say, oh, I have to kashrut as a cliche. Both ways I use it, so I have to kashrut the mukham way. So that's not the rule. The rule is, according to the Mechaber, the rule is, kol kli hokh mechavet tesh mishre, therefore, hilkach karet, afal pi shalom mishtam shemehem a cliche. If you use a plate, so occasionally you might use it as a cliche, alpha h, still, kivin shalom tesh mishre would be iri, shema'ar alayim cliche, kain hachsherin, since the ikar way that you use it is with iri cliche, you kashrut with iri, even though occasionally you use it as a real cliche. Okay, so logically you would think you should use the stronger way, and the Machaber Tanya says that you don't have to use the stronger way, you could use the Roy Tesh, the primary way that you use the Kli. Okay, we're not going to do the Ramo this week, which is mostly against us. We're just going to stay on the Machaber, who says that the Ramo is going to argue somewhat. Okay. Where does this thing come from? Where does it come from that you should follow Roy Tesh Mishra? What does that come from? So the Gemara says this. The Gemara says to Pesachim that you catch your knife with Hagol. We had that halacha a few halachas ago, and at the time, I told you we're really not explaining that halacha. It says you catch your knife with Hagol, which is, we all know that's what you're supposed to do. That's what the Gemara says. So the writer says, because most people, when they have a knife, they'll use it, they'll poke food that's on the fire with the knife. Okay, that's what's considered, in his mind, that was considered normal. He says, so how come you can catch the knife with Hagol? Don't you poke food on the fire also? Or for us, an example, you have a fork. You had to cast a fork. You do like, oh, don't you ever turn over check your food, see if the food is ready, stick something into the food, you turn a piece of food over on the fire. So don't you need some water? You need to leave it. It's the right of caution. So the right says, the reason why you don't need this one is because if the Gemara is in Pesachim, it's talking about Pesach, it's talking about Chametz, and he holds that the Gemara, you see from here, that Chametz is considered Hetera. The din is from Hetera, you don't have to do Leibon. From Hetera, you only have to do Hagolah. If you use Hetera on the fire, you don't have to Leibon, you just do Hagolah. So he says, the reason why the Gemara says you do Hagolah is because it's talking about Chametz, and Chametz is Hetera Bolah. You get all right? That this is also Gemara Navo Zara. That the Gemara Navo Zara says that knives need Leibon to cash them. So this is what's going on. How come the Gemara Navo Zara says it needs Leibon and in Pesachim it says it needs Hagolah? The answer is because in Pesachim it's talking about Pesach, talking about Chametz. And therefore you need Hagolah because it's terrible. Okay, so it has nothing to do with the knife per se. It has to do with the fact that usually it's a Pesach. That's what the Rambam does. And the Ramban argues. The Ramban says that no, Chametz is not Hetera. And the reason why you can do Hagolah is because the knives in Pesachim are a different kind of knives than the knives in Avodah Zarah. The knives in Pesachim are the kinds of knives, what do you usually do with a knife? You don't usually use a knife on the fire, usually you use a knife to cut hot food. So it needs Hagolah. But occasionally you use it on the fire. The Gemara is being mechadish to you that there's a rule that you follow the word Tesh Mishra. The normal way you use a knife is in a commission. Once in a while you use it the other way, so therefore the Gemara is teaching us a rule that you follow the word Tesh Mishra. So now, those are the two main ways to answer this Sibra. So therefore, since the Mechaber said that Chometz is Isur Bala, that we had in Halacha or whatever, that Chometz is Isur Bala, since he passed that Chometz is Isur Bala, therefore he says, well then what's Pshat in this Gemara about the knife? It must be because he followed the word Tesh Mishra. Okay, those two answers are opposites of each other. If you hold Chometz is Isur, then you gotta hold that Roy Tesh, you only have to pass it from Roy Tesh Mishra. Okay, so what we're seeing in the Mechaber here is an outgrowth of a Kula that we saw a few Halachas ago. Okay? So now, so the Rashi says, hold on a second. What's going on here? What's the logic over here? Like I said when I started, the logic is that you should not follow Roy Tesh Mishra. The logic is, what happens if you use a Kli once for trade? You have to kosher? Yeah, you don't say most of the time I use it for kosher. So, if I use it 100 times for trade, and 90 times I use it in a way that needs Hagolah, and 10 times in a way that needs Leibon. So what's the logic that you should follow Roy Tesh Mishra? Why shouldn't you say, sometimes I use it in a way that needs a stronger kashrut, so I should need to kashrut in that stronger way. Well, what's the logic then? This is what Rashi says. That when the Gemara is talking about the normal way you kashrut Kli, which is the Ein Binyamin. When you kashrut Kli as Ein Binyamin, the whole need to kashrut the Kli is at the Rabbanah. Because Midrash, you don't have to kashrut at all. So since this whole drabbanon, the Chachamim made a kula, and they said, don't make yourself crazy. Don't sit and dream up every crazy way you might have used this kli. Just think, what's the normal way you use this kli? It's a plate, you use it with iru. So you catch it with iru. You use this knife, how do you use a knife? You use a knife to cut hot food. Yeah, once in a while you stick a knife onto the fire. The Chum didn't make you go that far, and they said you only have to catch it, think of the normal way you use this kli, and then catch it based on that. Okay, that's the swara for why the Chum allowed you to be maker of that Roy Teshmish. Now, again, the din of Roy Teshmish or the swara, both are not in the Gemara. Both is really a deal that the Ramban or the Rav is making based on a kasha of a seal of the Gemara. Okay, I'm saying this is all a chiddush, but that's in it. That's what Mechaber holds, and we, even the Ramah holds, that's Mikra din. We follow the word Teshmish, we don't have the kasha. It's not a din, as you can imagine, it's not a din special for Pesach. It's not a din special for Pesach. As we said, according to the Ramban, the Gemara happens to be talking about Pesach, but it has nothing to do with that. And in fact, if you look in Yerdea, in Hagol Kalim in Yerdea, it says that they're also, they follow the Roy Teshmish.
So you're saying that, you know, because, you know, sometimes you have like a Shiloh or whatever, you can be, you know, we don't hold it, you can be Mitzaref, it's to say, well.
Yeah, but when we get to the Ramah next week, when we get to the Ramah, you'll see plenty of cases where we're Shiloh on that. Yeah. They only follow Roy Teshmish. Now again, Roy Teshmish doesn't mean, if you use it once for faith, you have to catch it. But if the main way you use the clay is a certain way, and the occasional way you use it the other way,
if you use it three times, it's a tray, two like this, one like that, you're going to see the two.
Right, that's correct. Right, you follow right to Shmish. Right, that's correct. That's what you do. That's correct. And you'll see when we get to Ramah exactly when we are Simchan. The Ramah doesn't, it's not as maker as the Mechaber is, but basically he holds like the Mechaber.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now. So the Mishabura points out something obvious now. If the Rishon said this far in, that since it's Ainah Ben Yoyim, it's only Drabonim, therefore we can follow right to Shmish. Well, then it follows that if a kli is ben yomai and you're capturing it, then you can't be samechan roi teshmishai. This whole kula that you can follow roi teshmishai only works if the kli is ben yomai. Because if it's ben yomai,
could you capture ben yomai?
So when can we capture it? When you're right that usually you don't capture ben yomai anyhow. But there are ways to capture ben yomai. No. Let's say if you had shishim connected to the kli. Okay, we'll get to that in a long time. Talk to them. To do what? To capture with the kima?
No,
I don't want to talk about that because kashrut with the pegima is basically making it individual. It has the same effect. That the kashrut is always drop on it. So I'm going to put that aside.
Why?
Well, yeah.
No, because it was the right, sir.
Okay.
And you're not, and the kashrut is not getting to it, not getting it out.
Let's say it was belay with clearishin and iru clearishin.
Right.
And you are pegging it with a clearishin. So the bleed, as far as the device looks to the bleed looks like, there's no more bleed.
Okay.
So then the regular hagol you could do it anyway. We can concoct the case like that. Right?
How about the Liban when was the bishul, right? Liban when.
So right. So then the pegima didn't do the job.
The
pegima didn't make it poke with the device. That's correct. Okay. Okay, so the bishop will point that out, that if you're still talking about the device, then you have nothing to talk about. Then this whole thing doesn't start. Okay. Now, the Rashba, in explaining this thing about Ainah Ben Yomai, in the middle he throws something in. Okay? And I'm going to point it out to this.
Where's the Rashba?
The Rashba is in a tshuva, Shin Ayin Bey. Okay? Shin Ayin Bey. 372. The Rashba is like this. Because you know, Ainah Ben Yomai is Ainah Ben Yomai. Is mutter b'dieved. In explaining why the chum were mako, he says ainah ben yomai is rabbanan. It's mutter b'dieved. Okay. So now, prima godim and Rabbi Shachter pick up on that word and they say, wait a second. If it's only mutter because ainah ben yomai is mutter b'dieved,
even if you don't kasher,
right? Even if you don't kasher, he says, wait a second. But in Hilchos Pesach, the Ramah in a couple of halachos, in Tosfos Mem Zayin is going to say that Ainah Ben Yomai is asher b'dieved on Pesach. Usually, all year round, we say Ainah Ben Yomai is mutter. But by Pesach, the Ramah passes that Ainah Ben Yomai is asher b'dieved. Even b'dieved is asher. So the Mechaber is not a kasha, because the Mechaber is nekel about that. But the Ramah is machmir. And if the Ramah is machmir, then how could the Ramah, in any way, be shomer b'chan, the rule of Roy Tashmishai, how could ever he be shomer b'chan such a rule? In Hilchos Pesach, he holds that Ainah Ben Yomai is usher. So if Ainah Ben Yomai is usher, and the whole Rashi is built on Ainah Ben Yomai being mutter, then how could you ever be signed on Roy Pesach Mishai to Pesach? Okay? Okay, that's the question. Okay. So that's the Prima Godim asked the question, and Rabbi Shachter asked the question. Mir Shishon will get to Rabbi Shachter's point, and it's maybe even next week. Who's first?
Exactly.
They answered in different contexts. Rabbi Shachter has a practical obligation. You'll see, maybe next week or the week after, we'll get to it. Rabbi Shachter has a very practical thing he was talking about. That was the question. Okay, so the answer is that the Ramah Mipanoi says that the Rashba doesn't mean to say that only in cases where it's mutter b'di'evad is that the case when you call word tashmishay. He means is the fact that it's mutter b'di'evad tells you, that teaches us, that's only d'rabbanan. Things that are derisive don't get mutter b'di'evad. So the fact that it's mutter b'di'evad teaches us that it's a d'rabbanan. And even for Pesach, the issur of Eina ben Yoimoy b'di'evad on Pesach is also d'rabbanan. That's not derisive. That's part of the Issur Mashu, which is itself a drabon. Whatever, it's all drabon. Rashi doesn't mean to say only in cases when any binyan is mutter b'di'evad is this is how you're allowed to have roi tashmishay. He means this.
You're saying that in the rashi there's no such thing as a fulfill of the other.
No, I'm not saying that. Maybe there's an example.
No,
as a rule,
there is.
I'm
Mr. Malaki.
When he says that mutter b'di'evad, he means to say is. It's mutter b'di'evad means that it's a drop on it. Because that's the usual thing. Usually things that are mutter b'di'evad are drop on it. Are there other examples? I don't know. Are there examples of opposite? I don't know. So the Ramami kind of explains that the Rashba didn't mean to say, only in cases when it's mutter b'di'evad do you say this rule. He meant is, that proves that it's a drop on it. And that's exactly his whole point. Since it's an only this is a drop on it, therefore the Chacham will make about how you should make this,
even for Pesach,
it's true. The Ramah is right here in Hilchos Pesach.
Right.
It's hard to say the Ramah doesn't work with Pesach. You're talking about Pesach. You
right.
Okay.
So what about Gavos Parv?
I'm getting right to it. Okay? Right, exactly what I'm supposed to say. Okay. So the Chazanish says, he says, wait a second. He says, if it's true that the only reason you call word Tashmishay because the only chiyuv to kasher is Rabbanan, the Chazan says, if you're going to use the kli for a davar charif, that a davar charif, the rule is that a davar charif is mechayel in the shvach, takes an ene ben yomay tam and makes it be back ben yomay. So, if you're going to use your kli for a davar charif, a day, more than 24 hours after the treif was used, the treif of bria will become back to shvach. If the treif thing comes back to shvach, then your chiyuv tekasher is now deraisa. Well, if your chiyuv tekasher is deraisa, then the whole rule of roi tashmishay doesn't work. The Mishnah Berurah said, if it's ben yoma, you can't follow me tashmishay. Well, every time you use a kli for a davar charif, you're basically making it back to being a ben yoma. So then, if so, you can't use it for a davar charif. Okay? Now, a problem with Chazan Ish says, we hear a logical reason. The problem is, why doesn't anybody say this? Where is this din? Here it says you follow Rosh Hashanah. Does it say only if you use it for certain kind of foods? It's even hard to understand. What are you supposed to do? You tell me, I kosher my kli, and now I can use it as kosher. That means forever now, I have a kosher kli. I can never use it for davar charif. Does I kosher it only temporarily? I'm supposed to keep that in mind, that I kosher it with Irui, and I should permanently keep in mind that I'm not allowed to use it for the Miyat Hashanah, not allowed to use it for davar charif. So it's I'm not saying it's not possible, and the Chazanish has a lot of logic, but it's hard to hear. Where's everyone saying? Okay, so, in Bali Shulchan, the Bible, he doesn't mean the Chazanish, but he says, this din that we have over here, and the fact that no one says that Davar Charif is different, is a raya, there's a machlokes, it's not going to be. The rule that an aim that a Davar Charif is Mechayel in the Shvach, is that a deraisa rule or a Rabbanan rule? Is that a din deraisa? That it's Mechayel in the Shvach? Well, that's just Chacham made that up. So he says it must be a Rabbanan. Because if it's not a Rabbanan, why in the world could he follow me in Tashmisha? The guy might use it for Davar Charif. So he says that's a right to the Shvach. That's how he says it's a right. And of course, the same question goes on the Gemara. Really, it's not a question from this din. The Gemara says that that in the din of Hagolos Kalim is only for Ben Yoma. For any Ben Yoma, you don't have to kasher Kalim. But Mizraisa, you don't have to kasher Kalim. Klei Midyan didn't have to be kasher. They would have waited one day. If there would have been a long line outside Moshe Rabbeinu's tent, instead of asking how to kasher, they would have just used the Kalim. Yesterday, wait, what happened? What happened? Maybe they use it for Davar Charif. So they need Hagolos Kalim for that. So that also, that's the same kind of a point, which it sounds like that whole rule of Davar Charif is only it's only the Rabbanu Dikadin altogether. That whole concept is the Rabbanu Dikadin. Okay, one last point, which is, what happens if I use a kli? We say that thing is called Roi Tashmisha. If you use it mainly for this and sometimes for that. What happens if I use a kli, not in a crazy far out case, but I have a standard way that I use a kli. 70% of the time I use it Iwi, and 30% of the time I use it for kriyas.
On a regular basis.
On a real regular basis. It's a normal, regular, everyday occurrence of what happens that I use it like that. Is that considered also that I can say it's mere touch mishnah?
Why do you think
that? What?
For the positive charge, you know,
that roi means roi.
No, yeah, no, what's the other interpretation?
Okay, so the prima gazim on this din says like you did, that roi of touch mishnah means maybe not 51%, but, you know, 60-40 is good also. He doesn't exactly speak it out, but he says a certain case is not a chumrah because that case is like really far-fetched that you do it. But the cases that are normal, regular cases, then anything as long as mainly used like this, that's roi of touch mishnah. That's the simple way to understand it.
I would say that it's like yoytzi min ha'klal. If it's a yoytzi min ha'klal, then it's not, then it's considered to be a miyat tash mishai.
Okay.
But if you have on a regular basis, it's not yoytzi min ha'klal.
You could say that off the bat?
Huh? Yeah, you could think that way.
You could think that, okay. So guess what? So the prima gazim says like you also. The prima gazim on our din says like him, okay? That it roi of his mom, the way I'm understanding it, this is not as clear. The next one is, he says, the prima gazim says, roi is roi. If you use it for roi, like Muhammad says, like a simple reading, kol kli hocham lecha roi tesh mishan. Does that say only if it's very roi and not a little roi? It says roi tesh mishan. That's the rule. Okay. But the prima gazim, in a couple of halachas, it says, there's a thing of a kli called a machlas, okay? Which is a special kind of a kli. We'll get this soon, Mr. Shem. That kli, usually the food is cooked in water. Occasionally the water dries up and it ends up just cooking by itself without any liquid left in the pot. Okay? So the din is, the Mechaber says, for Pesach you do Hagola, and the rule is that you usually follow Hagola. The Prima Gazim says, well, what happened? No, I'm sorry. And the Ramah says you should, L'chatchila, you should do legal. Okay? So the question is, so the Prima Gazim says, wait a second, why isn't this a case of roi tesh mishnah? Usually, if there's liquid in the pot, right, it's only a case that it dries out. Why isn't it considered roi tesh mishnah? Now, the kasha on the Rambam is not so strong, but the kasha would be stronger, really, if you would ask it, that the Machaber himself is only makel in Tuchamis, because there's a tear of a terabala. In Yardea, the Machaber says that if you use a machvas for Isser, you have to do Libun. So we have a question there. There's the question on the Machaber. The Machaber holds you follow roi tesh mishnah. So roi tesh mishnah usually there's liquid in the pot, and occasionally it dries out. So why don't we say you follow roi tesh mishnah, you shouldn't have to do leave into it. Why does the Machaber say in your din you have to leave into such a kli? So Prima Gazim answers, he says, no, because over there, drying out is a normal part of using the pot. That happens, just happens every, you know, recently. The words he uses, I know for us it's funny, because it's a mean hamotzi. It happens often, commonly enough, and it dries out. He says, so that's not considered roi tesh mishnah. Okay? So now, he's understanding, really, to go back to the Rashba, the Rashba said, the Chachamim didn't make you think of all the crazy ways that you're going to use the kli when you figure out how to kosher it. Just think of the normal way you use it. That's what the Chachamim were like, they were giving you a break. They just think of the normal way you use it. Well, once a week, I end up drawing the food out of the pot, and it ends up cooking like that, so that in the normal way I use it, it ends up being legal. It's not like it's a knife, and I stuck it onto the fire and flipped over some food. That's not the normal way you use a knife. But here's the normal way you cook the food. It burns one time every 4 days, whatever the numbers are. It burns every so often, and or dries out. So it's within the normal of what I use, so therefore, the Chachamim, in giving me the leniency, and saying, you can not think about every way you use it, just think about the normal way you use it. Well, the normal way you use it is that you dry the food out sometimes. That's a normal way to make it, so it's not just like a crazy thing you have to think of. And therefore, that's Michal in the rule of Roy Tashmish. Okay, that's the theory. It is, the way, and now I'm saying, the second Prima Gazim that I told you is clear what he says. The first one, it's my understanding what's Prima Gazim. Not as clear what I'm saying the first one. I'm saying the first one, okay? But I believe that's what he says, and I believe that that's how most people assume also. Like you said, read it in. It says, "Kol kli hocham lecha roi tesh mishnah." It doesn't say any qualification that you have to, if it's this much roi or that much, it's just roi tesh mishnah. The normal way you use it. Even the Rashba is a helper in that din. The Rashba is saying about what's coming, expecting to be in this and that. So, again, if it was 51%, then no one's going to sit there with a clock and say, you use it for 51% this way and 49%. Okay, but within reason, if roi tesh mishnah, I think that's accepted, like the Prima Gazim on this din, that roi tesh mishnah is roi tesh mishnah, leaving that as a kasha. Why that din is like that, I'm not sure.
You didn't see the kasha anyway. Zero kasha, you didn't see it anyway.
No, but again.
But
I didn't see the question, but know that I still think that that that's what people assume, that Roy Pesh Mishra means Roy Pesh Mishra. You just follow Roy. Like, you know, it's 60-40, that's it.
Yeah,
right. Okay, so the Supreme Court is saying it's the answer card. That's right. That's true. Okay.
I wouldn't be surprised if I find some, you know, wicked diaper, though, say it's Roy Pesh Mishra means, you know,
Yichen Watsu,
you know, I don't know. Not always, not
I'm going to say that. But you can't. Okay, so we have to, it's a question, okay? That's it. We'll stop here.